This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Fierce opposition confronts us at times. Left to ourselves, we could not stand in the face of such opposition. But as the people of God, we have the privilege of prayer, which puts us in contact with an all-sufficient source of assistance. Moses recognized the need for God's intervention in the battle between Israel and the Amalekites. Moses told Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." Joshua did what Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Genesis 17:9-11. Lifting up his hands was symbolic of praying to God. When he became tired of holding them up, the battle turned against Joshua and his troops. When he held up his hands, it turned in his favor. Aaron and Hur rolled a stone up to Moses so he could sit down, and then they helped by holding up his hands until the battle was won. What a lesson on the power of prevailing prayer. We too get tired of praying without ceasing, as Paul instructs in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We need to join together with others to help us prevail in prayer. To celebrate the victory, Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner," Jehovah Nissi. This name for God, Jehovah Nissi, was to be a reminder of the need we always have for God to be our victory banner over us as we battle the enemy of the Lord and of our souls. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.